Time again for the Warren County Radio Bible School. And what we're doing in Bible school today is we're having a Bible reading. You may want to get your Bible and follow along. We're reading the last three chapters of the book of Deuteronomy. We're doing this to prepare us to receive a Sunday school lesson about how Moses was honored in his death. And we started reading chapter 33 in our last class, and we got down to verse 30. So if you want to open your Bible and follow along, it'll be Deuteronomy chapter 33 and verse 30. And I'm going to be reading from the American Standard Version. If for some reason you can't follow along with your Bible, it's time to listen to the reading of God's Word. And you'll be able to absorb much of it that way if you'll be attentive to this reading. And the Bible is written in such a beautiful fashion that when it is read well, it is a delight to hear. And I will try to read it well, so it will indeed be that delight. The Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And now let's get to our Bible reading. We're in the midst of Deuteronomy chapter 32, which is called A Song of Moses. And it's written in a manner that is poetic. And so we've come to Deuteronomy 32 and verse 30. And then I'm going to read to the end of the book of Deuteronomy, which will be Deuteronomy 34 and verse 12. Well, here we are at verse 30 of Deuteronomy 32. How should one chase 1,000 and put 10,000 to flight, except their rock had sold them, and Jehovah hath delivered them up? For their rock is not as our rock, even our enemies themselves being judges. For their vine is of the vine of Sodom, and of the fields of Gomorrah. Their grapes are grapes of gall. Their clusters are bitter. Their wine is the poison of serpents and the cruel venom of asp. Is not this laid up in store with me, sealed up among my treasures? Vengeance is mine and recompense at one time when their foot shall slide, for the day of their calamity is at hand. And the things that are to come upon them shall make haste. For Jehovah will judge his people, and repent himself for his servants, when he seeth that their power is gone, and there is none remaining shut up or left at large. He will say, where are their gods? The rock in which they took refuge, which did eat the fat of their sacrifices, and drank the wine of their drink offering. Let them rise up and help you. Let them be your protection. See now that I, even I, am he, and there is no God with me. I kill and make alive. I wound and I heal. And there is none that can deliver out of my hand. For I lift up my hand to heaven, and I say, as I live forever, if I wet my glittering sword and take my hand take hold on judgment, I will render vengeance to mine adversaries, and will recompense them that hate me. I will make mine arrows drunk with blood, and my sword shall devour flesh with the blood of the slain and the captives from the head of the leaders of the enemy. Rejoice, O ye nations, with his people, for he will avenge the blood of his servants, and will render vengeance to his adversaries, and will make expiation for his land and for his people. And Moses came, now this is Deuteronomy 32:44. And Moses came and spake all the words of the song in the ears of the people, he and Hosea the son of Nun. And Moses made an end of speaking all these words to all Israel, and he said unto them, Set your heart into all the words which I testify to you this day, which ye shall command your children to observe, to do, even all the words of this law, for it is no vain thing for you, because it is your life, and through this thing ye shall prolong your days in the land, whether ye go over the Jordan to possess it. Deuteronomy 32:48. And Jehovah spake unto Moses that self same day, saying, Get thee up into this mountain, the mountains of Abarim, unto the Mount Nebo, which is in the land of Moab, that is over against Jericho. And behold, the land of Canaan, which I give unto the children of Israel for possession, and die in the mount whither thou goest up, and be gathered unto thy people, as Aaron thy brother died in Mount Hor, and was gathered unto his people. Because ye trespass against me in the midst of the children of Israel, at the waters of Meribah of Kadesh, in the wilderness of Zin, because ye sanctified me not in the midst of the children of Israel. For thou shalt see the land before thee, but thou shalt not go thither into the land which I give to the children of Israel. Deuteronomy chapter 33. And this is the blessing wherewith Moses, the man of God, blessed the children of Israel before his death. And he said, Jehovah came from Sinai and rose from Seir unto them. He shined forth from the Mount Paran, and he came from the 10,000 of holy ones. At his right hand was a fiery law for them. Yea, he loveth the people. All his saints are in thy hand, and they sat down at his feet. Every one shall receive of thy words. And Moses commanded us a law, an inheritance for the assembly of Jacob. And he was king in Jerusalem. And when the heads of the people were gathered, all the tribes of Israel together, let Reuben live and not die, nor let his men be few. And this is the blessing of Judah. He said, Hear, Jehovah, the voice of Judah, and bring him unto his people. With his hands he contended for himself, and thou shalt be in help against his adversaries. And of Levi he said, Thy Thummim and thy Urim are with thy godly one, whom thou didst prove at Massah, with whom thou didst strive at the waters of Meribah, who said of his father and of his mother, I have not seen him, neither did he acknowledge his brethren, nor knew he his own children. For they have observed thy word and kept thy covenant. They shall teach Jacob thy ordinances, and Israel thy law. They shall put incense before thee, and the whole burnt offering upon thine altar. Bless, Jehovah, his substance, and accept the work of his hands. Smite through the loins of them that rise up against him, and of them that hate him, that they rise not again. Of Benjamin, he said, The beloved of Jehovah shall dwell in safety by him. He covereth him all the day long, and he dwelleth between his shoulders. And of Joseph he said, Blessed of Jehovah be his land, for the precious things of heaven, for the dew, and for the deep that coucheth beneath, and for the precious things of the fruits of the sun, and for the precious things of the growth of the moons, and for the chief things of the ancient mountains, and for the precious things of the everlasting hills, and the precious things of the earth, and the fullness thereof, and the good will of him that dwell in the bush. Let thy blessings come upon the head of Joseph, and upon the crown of the head of him that was separated from his brethren. The firstlings of his herd, majesty is his, and his horns are the horns of the wild ox. With them shall he push the people, all of them, even to the ends of the earth. And they are the 10,000s of Ephraim, and they are the thousands of Manasseh. And of Zebulun he said, Rejoice, Zebulun, in thy goings out, and Issachar in thy tents. They shall call the peoples unto the mountain. They shall offer sacrifices of righteousness. They shall suck the abundance of the seas and the hidden treasures of the sand. And of Gad he said, Blessed be he that enlargeth Gad. He dwelleth as a lioness, and teareth the arm, yea, the crown of the head, and he reproved the first part for himself. He provided the first part for himself, for there was the lawgiver's portion received. And he came with his heads of the people, and executed righteousness of Jehovah, and his ordinance was with Israel. And of Dan he said, Dan is a lion's whelp that leapeth forth from Bashan. And of Naphtali he said, O Naphtali, satisfied with favor and full of the blessing of Jehovah, possess thou the west and the south. And of Asher he said, Blessed be Asher with children. Let him be acceptable unto his brethren, and let him dip his foot in oil. Thy bars shall be iron and brass, and as thy days, so shall thy strength be. There is none like unto God, O Jeshurun, who rideth upon the heavens for thy help, and his excellency on the skies. The eternal God is thy dwelling place, and underneath are the everlasting arms. And he thrust out the enemy from before thee, and said, Destroy, and Israel dwelleth in safety. The fountains of Jacob alone, in the land of grain and the new wine, yea, his heavens drop down dew. Happy art thou, O Israel. Who is like unto thee, a people saved by Jehovah, the shield of thy help, and the sword of thy excellency? And thy enemies shall submit themselves unto thee, and thou shalt tread upon the high places. Now Deuteronomy chapter 34. And Moses went up from the plains of Moab unto Mount Nebo, to the top of Pisgah, that is over against Jericho. And Jehovah showed him all the land of Gilead unto Dan, and all Naphtali, and the land of Ephraim and Manasseh, and all the land of Judah unto the hinder sea, and the south, and the plain of the valley of Jericho, the city of palm trees, unto Zoar. And Jehovah said unto him, This is the land which I swear unto Abraham, unto Isaac, and unto Jacob, saying, I will give it to thy seed. I have caused thee to see it with thine eyes, but thou shalt not go over thither. So Moses, the servant of Jehovah, died there in the land of Moab, according to the word of Jehovah. And he buried him in the valley of the land of Moab, over against Beth Peor. But no man knoweth of his sepulchre unto this day. And Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eye was not dim, nor his natural force abated. And the children of Israel wept for Moses in the plains of Moab 30 days. So the days of weeping and the mourning for Moses were ended. And Joshua, the son of Nun, was full of the spirit of wisdom, for Moses had laid his hands upon him. And the children of Israel hearkened unto him, and did as Jehovah commanded Moses. And there hath not arisen a prophet since in Israel like unto Moses, whom Jehovah knew face to face. And all the signs and all the wonders which Jehovah sent him to do in the land of Egypt, to Pharaoh and to all his servants and to all his land, and in all the mighty hand, and in all the great terror which Moses wrought in the sight of all Israel. You know, that Bible is such an amazing book. It's such good literature to read. It is written so well that it just captivates us, doesn't it? When we return, We'll turn to the Sunday school lesson.